edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. This is it, folks. And one little change that is significant for today because of some technical issues. We can't explain the telephone number we're going to use for the program today is our 24/7 call-in line. And that is 855-200-1776. So if you have the normal K-Fire call-in line that you use programmed into your beanie that you use on the program, scrap that for today and call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God, is here. Good morning, Todd, and happy Friday
to you. Good
morning, Scott. Yeah. We missed you yesterday. And,
I miss being here. It sounded like you had a pretty fiery discussion there.
We did, yeah, indeed. Lots of calls, and always appreciate that. Todd was getting his wheel fixed.
My wheel. I'd love to have wheels right about now.
Yeah. You got a bum wheel, bum knee anyway, and...
I actually put in for Oscar Pistorius's hook since he may be going to jail and maybe he shouldn't have him as part of his punishment or something. But
we told folks that you were getting your knee MRI'd.
Because the one thing Oscar Pistorius, you can say what you want about those hooks, he doesn't get gout or athlete's foot.
Exactly right.
So if he gets athlete's hook, he can always grind it off or something and then go right back to work.
Precisely. Anyway, normally to Friday we have a few questions we throw out. And we're going to start with one pertaining to a meeting that happened on Tuesday that we didn't spend, we told you about it in the way of a news headline, but didn't spend much time talking about it. But it has a simple premise that I want to ask our listeners about today, and that is slowing oil production. Dr. Lyle Best, a Watford City physician, was among more than two dozen people who testified in favor of slowing oil development to rein in flaring. So very simple question for you today. Is that normal or is that nuts? To answer the question, call us at 855-200-1776. When you do, you press 1 to leave a message and give us your comment. You press 2 to chat with us live on the air and kibitz about this a little bit today on the program.
Kibitz.
You like that term? Kibitz.
I wasn't planning on that word today. That's
visit.
Wow, there you go.
I don't care what term you need to use here.
Maybe we should redo the phone number. 1-800-KIBITZ.
Now, two dozen people testifying in favor of restricting oil development to rain and flaring seems to me to be a significant number of folks. I guess I'm not surprised. A lot of the oil folks said, this is not a good idea. The North Dakota Petroleum Council put forward facts about $6 billion in infrastructure that's in the pipeline, so to speak, to capture natural gas. And that's been the expenditure in the past 6 years, another couple billion over the next 2 years, building pipelines and other infrastructure. And the council in January pledged to capture about 85% of the gas by 2 years from now, 90% within 6 years. And Ron Ness said, hey, I'm confident flaring goals are going to be met by the industry over the next number of years. We're really talking about what to do in the meantime. Again, Dr. Best and others saying, slow it down. Slow it down. Now, here's the troublesome part. The troublesome part is the analogy I've used in the past on this is to think of this as a $100 bill, okay? And the value of the oil would represent, I guess, about 95 bucks. Let's just, for easy math, say $90 is the oil and $10 is the gas. Okay, so do we want to say we're going to slow things down because we're leaking $10 bills? In other words, stop it all. We're going to stop pulling the $100 bills out of the ground because of the 90, the oil, we're losing the 10, the gas. I think not. I think that's... obviously, everybody wants all of the $100 bill, don't you? Nobody likes the waste of the tin, and I guess the number now is about 36% of the gas is flared because infrastructure is not caught up yet. That's not fun, but the amount, the value, is far greater in the oil than it is in the gas. Do you slow down like the Watford City doctor suggested because of the $10 not being able to be captured? That's the only way I, my little pea brain knows how to do it, is to just say, well, wait a minute here. If it's a $100 bill and $90 represents the oil and $10 represents the gas, we continue to get the 90 while we catch up, again, building out pipeline and other infrastructure. We're going to get to 90% of this within 6 years as the infrastructure catches up. Isn't that the way to go? Some say no. And Tuesday, that came up before the Industrial Commission. If production curtailment is the chosen regulatory path, then wells will be shut in or not even drilled, said the Director of Regulatory Affairs for Continental Resources. Revenues will be reduced, taxes will not be generated, and those jobs will be lost. And the gas will not be captured and used productively. That seems to be troublesome, but I want to hear your take. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. So first normal or nuts question, slowing oil production. Is that normal? Is that nuts? You tell us. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of this hour, Bishop David Kagan of the Catholic Diocese of Bismarck will join us to talk about a momentous event happening in Rome this weekend, the canonization of two popes, Pope John Paul II and Pope John, the 23rd, 26th, I forget. What's that all about? Sainthood. We're going to ask Bishop Kagan about that. And the next hour we'll spend lots of time on the phones as well on a lot of different issues, including something we promised, Todd. Do you remember our discussion earlier this week when somebody suggested something was to die for? I'm not sure if
yes.
It was a food or it was a movie or whatever. And I said, you know what? It sort of spun us down a different direction where we said, let's save that one for Friday.
I don't think it was necessarily in reference to a specific thing so much as let's just quit saying that saying altogether, regardless of what for. And yeah, he is right. That is a little extreme.
So that prompted a discussion of what phrases should we just banish from the lexicon or try to refrain from using. To die for being one of them. Exactly right. Wish it away was another. I hate my life. Those were just a couple that we used as examples, but we will welcome more in our 10 o'clock hour today on the program. You know what the crickets means, don't you? I heard crickets. Time for you to weigh in, folks, and tell us what's on your mind. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776 on the program today. And when you call, press 1 to leave a message, but we actually prefer a chat with you so we don't have to hear the crickets. Okay? Let us know. Here's a call that did come
in. We like Buddy Holly, but we don't like the crickets.
Good morning.
Yeah, exactly right. Sorry. Okay, here's the call with the comment on the question of the hour. Normal or nuts to slow oil production?
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on reducing oil activity to, I believe it is, nuts. As long as we are still relying on foreign countries to supply us oil, it's definitely nuts. I think our country's too reliant on foreign countries already, whether it be China or the Middle East for our oil. It's definitely nuts. But thank you anyway. Bye.
All right. We're going to keep a tally here, folks, so you get to weigh in on whether it's normal or nuts. to slow oil production? Our first question of the day, and again, I was surprised at the amount of people who thought it was a good idea. A couple dozen before the Industrial Commission earlier this week. Uh-huh. Yep. Believe it or not. But I want to know. I think it's nuts. I want to know what you think. 5200-1776. Again, live on the You Need to Press 2 when you call. When we come back, we're going to hear from a South Dakota listener that says production should be slowed down and even things out. One nuts, one normal. What say you? Tell us.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Spring means a fresh start, especially now during the Max Spring Sale. Give your lawn a boost with Scott's Easy Seed. A 10-pound bag, only $14.99. That's an incredible deal. Pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless hammer drill kit and receive a $150 18-volt impact wrench for free. Reclaim your garage with wide-span shelving, now 15% off. Find these savings and more at the Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yes, I was calling in reference to the flaring out in the Bakken. I would say that production should be held at a level that the flaring can be kept to a bare minimum. I would say maybe a moratorium on new wells until the infrastructure can be put in place. The flaring seems to me just a huge waste of natural resources that someday we may wish we had back. Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, everybody agrees with that it's wasteful. No question about it. The question is, do you slow collection of the 90% of the $100 bill in favor of the waste of the 10 when you are progressing towards catching up? Tell us what you think. New number today, for today only, 855-200-1776, Lyle in Linton. Lyle from Linton. There you go. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lyle.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of that last caller, and I would agree with that pretty much. I just think these new wells that are brought on, that should just be part of the process of bringing that well online, is that you have to capture that gas. You mean you spend millions of dollars drilling the thing and fracking it. I mean, there's a lot of details that go into it. I think that's just one more detail we need to take care of rather than, you know, wasting this natural gas.
Well, but we are. The question is, at what point do you catch up with all of it and be able to do it? So the industry has a plan that says we're going to get to 85% capture by 2016, 90 within 6 years. So my question, Lyle, are you saying in the meantime, until we get to the point where we're capturing it, do we slow down getting 90% of the value in favor of the 10?
Well, if you run a business and you're 10% short on everything, you're probably not going to stay in business. Now, I realize the oil industry has a lot better margin than that, but I know in my small business, if I was giving up 10% on everything, it would devastate it. So I think in the long run, we would be better off. Sure, you're going to slow a lot of things down, but that gives time for infrastructure to catch up, too, in a lot of other areas, whether that's roads or housing or whatever. The whole industry, slowing down would not be the worst thing. You got to figure out where you're going to transport this stuff. We can't even figure out how to haul it all away right now.
Yeah,
I just think we shouldn't be wasting that resource. That's probably the bottom line of what I'm thinking.
I appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go to Dell in Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Dell, tell us your take.
I very much agree with both the last two callers also. Why are we in such a hurry to rip everything off? There will still be people here to make use of that oil and gas. We should have slowed down years ago. They're finally waking up to that fact. Whatever you waste, whatever you throw away is, and besides that, we don't even know what that's doing to the environment. But whatever you waste today is not going to be there tomorrow, and it's really short-sighted to talk about $10 out of a $100 bill when you need to add that all up. How much is that being thrown away in one day with the way the oil is going on in North Dakota right now? We can't just look at what the nose in front of our face. We have to be more long-term, think about things than that, I think. I just think it's ridiculous. We have plenty of oil right now if we would just worry about our own country and not worry about shipping our North Dakota oil off to other countries. All it is making some pockets fatter, and once it's gone, it's gone. We aren't going to have any more dinosaurs making oil down there anymore. So let's just take it easy. We should have slowed down years ago. And slowing down is different than stopping. And I just think that's the more the modern idea now, that people just, I want it, and I want it now. And that's what's gotten a lot of people into a lot of trouble. Just cool it. And nobody said to stop everything. There's plenty of things to keep people going for a long time here as far as jobs and stuff are concerned. They're not just going to shut down all the oil and send people home. There's a lot of pipelines that are already there. There's a lot of oil that could still be there. So,
thank you for the call. Okay. Appreciate your comments. Thank you, Sean. Thanks. Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, guys. I just want to weigh in here on the normal or nuts. I honestly think that it is completely nuts to slow down anything in the oil field right now. I'm up in the oil field quite a bit, and I absolutely think that fracking and flaring is a necessity. The way of life that we're enjoying now in North Dakota with the flush resources is just phenomenal. To kind of say what somebody else had said on a previous call about the foreign oil, a study done by the University of Texas here about 6 months ago realized and found that we do not rely solely, like everybody thinks, it's a political game, on Mideastern oil. We only get 10%. Now, this is a University of Texas Austin study. We only get 10% of our United States oil base from the Middle East. 28% of it, however, comes from Canada, and even more will come once we get the Trans-Canada XL pipeline going. And I think that's where the big thing we need to worry about now, not the flaring or anything like that. We need to worry about getting the pipeline in, and I know we've had a lot of talks on that in the past, but And we also get another 10% of our foreign oil from Venezuela, and Mexico chips in another 12%. So the Mideastern oil, just everybody thinks it's a big factor. It's just a big political toy. That's all it is, and that's my comment.
Sean, appreciate it. Love the comments from the vast What's On Your Mind audience today. We're just letting you go. Bill and Amadon, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I believe it is nuts, sir. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
The reason being is if the infrastructure had to be built before such things happened, the highways would already be improved, the water systems would already be in place before the oil boom occurred. Infrastructure does not happen until there is a need for it. And if we quit drilling or even slow it down, the need for the infrastructure will decrease. Therefore, it won't be built.
All right. Well said, Bill. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Here's another.
The question about drilling for oil now and losing $10 on natural gas is the oil going anywhere?
All right. Appreciate that call. So I'm going to put you down in the yes category for a yes, three, no to this point. By the way, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of the folks that that argued hey, we're doing this. We're getting there. We're going to get 85% by 2016, 90% within 16 years, but we can't do this. Nobody wants gas flaring captured more than the operator. It's their dollars. But to say, okay, we're going to stop taking the 90 because we're losing the 10, normal or nuts, you decide. Different number today, 855-200-1776, but it's a good number to have in your speed dial anyway, because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that line works for you. Leave your comments for us by pressing 1. We'd love to hear from you. All right, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, by the way, my sponsors I mentioned, the folks that want you to know there's $30 billion in economic impact from this industry, 60,000 jobs, and, of course, energy security. You can find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Normal or next survey questions will continue after a chat with Bismarck Diocese Bishop David Kagan when we come back of the Catholic Diocese to talk about a big event happening in Rome this weekend, and that is the canonization, the sainthood of Pope John Paul. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On your mind, Friday edition of the program. Telephone number today, 855-200-1776. If you have a question or comment, our next guest, one of the state's great religious leaders, Bishop David Kagan, who leads the Bismarck Diocese of the Catholic Church. And it's a big weekend for the Catholic Church in Rome. Nearly a million and a half, maybe 2 million folks will gather to celebrate the canonization of two popes. And that includes, of course, Pope John Paul II and Pope John the 23rd. Bishop Kagan, nice to have you on the program. Happy Friday to you. Happy Easter. I can't hear Bishop Kagan. Do we have a connection problem there, Shane? Bishop Kagan, can you hear me? Shane? Okay, we're going to try again. Bishop Kagan, can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine, yes.
Now I hear you. Welcome. Happy Easter, Bishop Kagan. Nice to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Scott. Happy Easter season to you also.
Yeah, let's talk about a big, big weekend. First of all, explain what a saint is. What does it mean to be canonized? What is sainthood?
Well, as the Catholic Church believes, all persons who die in the state of grace and are immediately judged by Jesus Christ, who is the Lord, Savior, and just judge of us all, worthy of heaven, are saints. But to be canonized a saint by the Catholic Church means that an individual's life displayed to a heroic degree the very same virtues and qualities which Jesus himself so perfectly incarnated in his earthly life among us. And probably the best way to understand it is to think of Jesus when we think of perfectly living the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And, of course, he is the paragon of all virtue and of all goodness. And the saints are those who, as I say, in their earthly lives, to a heroic degree, lived a life that imitates the life Christ himself lived, and the church recognizes that and holds that person or persons up for the rest of us, not just to venerate because of their goodness and holiness, but more especially for us to imitate in our own lives. And it's an official declaration which the church is qualified to do from Jesus himself, who entrusted to the church his own authority to what you declare bound on earth is bound in heaven. What you declare loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And so it's it's much more than just a kind of a nice custom. It's part and parcel of the churches being faithful to the command of Christ to always preach the gospel and call people to faith in it and a conversion of life to a life lived imitating Christ.
Do we have a shot when you talk about, okay, this is also about aspiring for the rest of us to aspire to? I mean, can everybody be a saint? Are we all called
certainly.
To sainthood?
Yeah. Holiness of life is the first vocation every single person who is born and receives that gift of life from God. That's the first vocation of every person. And all who are baptized into the, as St. Paul says, the death and rising of Christ, literally take on the same life that Jesus himself lived. And for the rest of our lives, we're called to strengthen that, increase that life we have received through baptism so that we too are holy people in this life as a preparation to live the beatific vision, which of course is the life of heaven, where we will need nothing because we have everything, God himself.
So there's everyday saints too. There's everyday ordinary saints. I remember growing up, you'd hear stories about, oh, she's a saint, he's a saint. You know, I mean, you talk about, putting up with others and recognize that. So, we think of Pope John Paul as obviously something, an incredible story in so many ways. But it's, I think, inspiring to hear you talk about how, there's everyday run-of-the-mill saints too.
Well, yeah, I forget now exactly. I should remember this, but I forget who said it. But the person who said it said to be a saint doesn't mean you do a few extraordinary things extraordinarily well. He said to be a saint means you do the ordinary things well all the time. And, who among us can't do that? I can't think of more than maybe once in my entire life where I would consider I had to do something very extraordinary. I'm not certain I did it all that well. But holiness of life, sanctity of life, is lived and worked out every single day. Think of what you do from day to day and it's a good practice for all of us. And so many of the saints not only did this themselves, they urged others to do it. And, we make an examination of life and conscience at the end of a day, any day, and just go over that and what events, what did I do in the course of the day, whether it's what I do at home, what I do at work or at school, how did I fulfill those moments in my day? Did I do my best? Did I complain about it? Did I try and cut corners? Holiness of life is work. This isn't magic. It takes work to be a saint. And that's why I like that saying. It's doing the ordinary things well all the time. And all of us are supposed to be saints. All of us are supposed to be working to be saints. Now, we don't succeed at that all the time, but that's part of the grace of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, that we have hope. Simply because we fail and commit sins, we're not doomed or condemned because of that. We can change for the better through certainly the sacrament of penance, through our own prayers, the prayers of the church, the good works we perform, the various sacrifices and penances we make. So holiness of life is for everybody, and it's able to be achieved by everybody. If you really want to be a saint, you can be one.
We're chatting with Bishop David Kagan for a few more minutes here about a momentous historic weekend, the canonization of two popes. Which of Pope John Paul's attributes do you think are most worthy of imitation by the faithful? What stands out about Pope John Paul for you?
Well, I was fortunate enough to meet him within a month of his being elected. I was a student priest in Rome studying canon law, and from the first, I was actually in the piazza when he came out as the new pope on October 16th of 1978. But what's most striking about him, something I'll never forget, and I met him more than once, is his the courageous faith that, I mean, he just lived it, and he lived it courageously. It made no difference where he was. You knew he was a Catholic, and he never apologized for it, and as a matter of fact, he lived it in such a joyful way, that became contagious. It's not a mystery why so many millions of people over the course of his pontificate came to Rome to see him, to listen to him wherever he traveled. You know, there isn't a politician in the world who can draw a crowd like any of the popes could draw, but most especially Pope John Paul II. And it's because I think, you know, he was thoroughly in love with Christ, with the church. And, you know, if you want to know what, you know, it means to be a true believer, that's John Paul II. And the courage that he displayed against communism, against the vicious secularism that's rampant in the world, the courage he displayed in the last years of his life when he was so crippled up with Parkinson's disease, to the very end. That courageous faith, which it was, it's just his life, you know, and I think I remember him most vividly because of that.
And he is, this weekend, making a record, at least for modern times, of becoming a saint, the canonization just 9 years after his death, which gives you an idea of the profound impact of him. Pope John the 23rd, as well as Pope John Paul, in an exciting weekend. Bishop Kagan, thanks for joining us, sharing some thoughts this weekend, and also giving us some motivation to emulate these two good men. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you.
Same to you, sir. Bishop David Kagan, the Bishop of the Bismarck Diocese of the Catholic Church, on a big weekend. Back to your calls straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Just want to comment on the oil and gas situation. I don't have the answers. I don't claim to have the answers, and I'm certainly not going to say that it's nuts. It may be. It may be normal. I don't know. I'm going to go neutral on this one because sometimes less is more. And, you know, I guess my problem with this whole thing is that you watch the news this last winter, and people out east are freezing. They're turning their thermostats down to 60 degrees because they don't have heating fuel. And I understand some of that was propane and not necessarily natural gas or maybe even heating oil. And then we've got our problems on the reservations here locally where people are freezing. And I think that there were big, big problems down on some of the reservations with that this winter, if I'm not mistaken. So I guess really maybe it's an infrastructure question. I don't know. But it seems sinful. It really does when people have no way to heat their homes and we're burning off natural gas at an unprecedented rate. It just seems absolutely wasteful to me. There's got to be a better way. you know, we have all these resources and we're just burning it off, some of it anyways. I'll be curious to see what people have to say about that. Thanks.
Appreciate your call. Others welcome today on the program. It's a Friday Normal or Nuts edition of What's on Your Mind, which means we throw out a few survey questions and ask you, is this normal or is this nuts? And by the way, I have a doozy for you next week where you get to weigh in on whether I'm normal or I'm nuts.
Yeah.
I won't add anything into the mix.
We can't do that now.
Yeah, well, you can do that anytime. You know,
you don't think we already do that?
But I want to tell you why I'm asking the question, am I normal or am I nuts, and then give you a chance to weigh in. But anyway, here's the telephone number today, 855-200-1776, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the folks that are out there in the industry, the oil industry, creating thousands of good jobs, 60,000 careers right now in North Dakota. And also helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. A lot of good resources on what's being done on the flaring side of things as well. I share the consternation of the caller. That's what I'll call it. And he says, there's got to be something we can do. Here's what we can do. Time. It's just a matter of time. I mean, so much is happening so fast. And it gets better every week, every month, every year, without question. I think it's nuts to say, no, keep the $90 bills in the ground. First of all, you know, because you need the revenue to be able to generate. The industry needs certainty, number one. They need to know, whoa, wait a minute, what's going to happen here? So they continue to invest their billions. Number two, the tax dollars generated, the biggest winner in oil production is government. They get the best return on the investment without question. I mean, yes, they're spending a lot on infrastructure and everything else, but boy, I tell you what, they are the biggest recipient of the windfall, without question. Okay? So, they're the big winners, and the dollars come in, ultimately the case of the infrastructure that the state provides, the communities provide, very necessary to have those dollars. The idea that we'd plug the $90 from coming out of the ground, because we're leaking the 10, seems to me to be absolutely nuts, especially when there is a robust effort underway. Nobody likes the idea. Everybody is saying we're getting there. We're moving to that point. 85% of it captured by 2016, and within 6 years, 90% of it captured. Meanwhile, the main commodity, oil, continues to be processed. Normal or nuts to want to slow it down? You tell us what you think at the telephone number today, 855-200-1776. Let's see here. Who's next? We got a bunch of calls that came in during the break, and we'll keep rolling with them here.
This is Tyler from Fargo, and I just wanted to say that I grew up in Williston. I saw a lot of boom bust. And, you know, these people that are calling in seem to think that the price of oil is always going to add or maintain a level where Williston will be active. And that's what's caused the busts in the past, is the fact that the oil market itself is not a flat factor. So by waiting to do some of this drilling, right now we're in a compromise where we aren't catching up. But ultimately, they're assuming that the market forces will always be at a point where there's enthusiasm for Williston. That's all I got.
Well, it's good. It's well said, and I do think you have to be a little bit careful there, without question, because you know, what does the future hold? No question. I think it's different this time, in that this is a resource-based play rather than a price-based play. But obviously, things can happen in the market. We've seen it before. Let's get Karen and Fargo in here quickly here before the break. Karen, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Now, Pope John Paul is the one from Poland, right?
Yes.
So I agree with the bishop that he was especially good dealing with communism and the breakup of communism. He was the best possible person we could have had in there at that time. He knew what it was like to be under Nazis and communism and how to deal with it well.
You're absolutely right, Karen. Appreciate the call. And by the way, a great movie 9 days that changed the world chronicles that whole story. There are a lot of places that have been written where Pope John Paul and Ronald Reagan were quite a pair. But 9 days that changed the world talked about the spark that lit that whole freedom fire. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving the rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit proflowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.